What show is this? 227.
Okay.
Because today is May 27, 2007.
That's how you number your shows?
No. This just is happenstance.
Oh, okay.
So I have Trixie in the show today, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, by that annoying
By this
voice.
Really gracious opening we've done.
Yeah. That
we've
was great.
Stumbled into. This is
a bad word too.
This is a low budget, no budget podcast.
Woo!
Yeah, I don't have the money to fly all over the place and do shows. You know, I have to kind of do them when I'm doing Xbox.com stuff, but we're here. Hey, you know what I have to give away?
Cry me a river. What?
I have this to give away.
Oh my
god! Matrix trilogy.
Matrix trilogy.
We are gonna work
one good movie and two crappy movies.
I'll tell you how we're gonna give that away later.
You will? You'll tell me?
Well, I'm gonna tell everybody.
Oh.
Do you know that EE was supposed to be here?
I know. He's late. He's tardy. We ate a little too much teriyaki for lunch, and so I think he's feeling bad.
You guys went out for teriyaki?
No, we went to the barfatorium for teriyaki.
We're off to a great start.
Should we close the door so we don't disturb our coworkers?
Yeah, so what do you got this week?
I got some cool stuff.
Right, why don't you go through what you have? Maybe E will be there and we can get you out of here. I mean, we can continue with you.
I'll battle him. The ultimate showdown. Well, what I've got coming up is super cool, and you're the first to hear about it, maybe.
I am?
Yes.
And now the listeners are.
You're exciting, awesome listeners. So we did a Mother's Day contest called My Mom's a Gamer. I had 2,600 entries, great prize. It went really well. So now we're going to do the same thing.
Who's the winner?
Dad's out there. The winner was Avatar Z. He's 16 years old, and he lives in Chandler, Arizona.
And what did he win?
He won an Xbox 360 Elite.
Wow.
Yeah, and he won some Mother's Day flowers for his mom.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Avatar Z. So anyway, we're going to do it up for the dads, and actually, moms don't hate on me, but this prize is even better. Well, you want to hear my prize package?
I do.
It kind of kicks a lot of ass. It is. Do you have a drum roll? Okay, it is an HD DVD drive.
Really?
Yes, really.
Okay.
A wireless racing wheel.
Wow, that just the price just dropped on that.
Yeah, I know.
Did you know that?
The price for my winner is free.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't get better than that.
Plus, you get an Xbox 360 video game and entertainment console.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So you're giving away an HD DVD player.
Yeah.
The wireless wheel.
Yes.
A console.
Yes, and that's not all.
Oh, wait, that's not all.
You ready?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
The final piece of this is this kick-ass metal travel case that locks that is full of wireless goodness. It's the VIP Xbox 360 accessories kit, and in there is a wireless controller, a 65 megabyte memory unit, wireless networking adapter, universal media remote, two play and charge kits, and that is all inside, like I said, the really kick-ass cool silver briefcase that looks like you're carrying the launch.
So this is everything?
It's everything.
And then some.
And then some.
You throwing in any games?
No.
Come on.
Oh, hell no.
That's amazing. So what do they have to do to enter?
So what they have to do is...
And who's it open to?
This is open to everyone 13 and over in the U.S. and Canada, except for our friends in Quebec.
Okay.
You do not have to give me a blood sample or sign your life away. You just have to write me an essay between 250 and 500 words. Now, you know...
And you will be graded and they'll be returned.
Face, okay? Because
I'm making your face.
Face. Like, essays are boring and stupid. But 2,600 sent me essays. Okay?
And were they all... stellar?
No, most of them sucked ass, but there were some really
good ones. You had some really good ones in there?
I did have some really good ones, and it was really hard to choose a winner. So
and you had people that were just entering by sending you their gamer tag.
Yeah, and I also got a lot of late entries, too, and, you know...
Oh, they lose points for tardiness.
Well, they don't get... for tardiness. Oh, I said another bad word. Are you going to pick that out?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so, wait, who can enter? So, 13, U.S. and Canada. I hope you Canadians appreciate that I got you in that, because most of the time you're not in our U.S. contest.
Can I explain why sometimes people are in, like, sometimes you can include people and sometimes you can't?
It's I try to include you when I can, and other people
our friends in Europe and Australia and Japan.
Don't get angry with me. Go talk to AC Bongos and demand your own contest. But it starts on May 29th, and the deadline is 11:59 p.m. Pacific on June 9th. And I do delete anything I receive after midnight. So don't be late.
So write an essay and win. That's a huge prize pack.
I know. And you know what the other thing?
See, now all I'm giving away is these DVDs. Yeah, and you came in here. I'm like all excited because I got a copy of the Matrix DVDs, the complete Matrix trilogy. And you come in here and like totally rain on my parade.
I'm sorry. But can I tell you the other cool thing about this contest?
Sure, why not?
Because I'm not afraid to admit when I make a mistake, and the Mother's Day contest was a little too stringent as far as who could enter, and I made you write about your own mother, and I got a lot of, you know, husbands that wanted to nominate their wives.
Right.
I had moms that were like, my kids are too young to enter. So this time I made it, you just have to nominate a dad. It doesn't have to be your dad. It could be your husband, it could be your boyfriend, it could be your best friend, your brother, whatever. He just has to have children.
Okay.
I'm trying to open it up.
I think that's great. No, that's great.
All right.
I'm bummed. You came in here and I was excited because I got a set of these DVDs to give away.
I know, but you know what? You're probably going to give that away to just some schmo, right? They got to work for mine.
Oh, I'm going to make them work for theirs.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm going to tell you how you can win them later in the show.
Okay. All right. Hey, can I tell you some other cool thing?
Yeah, why not? We're off to a great start. Go ahead.
What? It's the World Cyber Games U.S. Open.
Where is
coming
that?
Up. It's in New York City at the Samsung Experience Store.
Samsung's, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like the Time Warner building.
The new Time Warner building?
Yeah.
One up on the Circle in Central Park South? Okay.
Yeah. So it's a really cool space, and what it is an invitational. They're having like all the really great players come in and compete for their seeding. Is that how they say it in tournaments?
Yeah.
For the regionals. So, like Chomper, who won the gold medal in PGR 3 last year, is going to be there.
So you're going.
I'm going to be there.
When
Video
is that?
Monkey's going to be there. It's Saturday and Sunday, June 2nd and 3rd, and people are welcome to just come there and check it out. There's going to be, you know, a lot of cool things to check out. They're going to have everything on the big screens. They're going to have that Philips Ambient X. Is that what it's called? How the
Ambilight?
Yeah. That is really cool. I saw that at GDC. And it's going to be a good time.
So you're going to be in town that weekend in June, and then I'm going to fly in, and then we join together to be at the Pac-Man event.
You and me and Video Monkey. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So can we talk about, you know, you're talking about a party.
I know.
Can we give away some passes to the party?
All right. I guess so.
So let's explain what this is. Let's back way up.
Woo!
And then we'll get to the goods.
Okay.
So tell us, you're going to be in town for this thing. First of all, people go to the Samsung Experience?
Yes, they can come to
So that's open to the public.
And spectate, and it's going to
Where do they go for more details?
WorldCyberGames.com.
Okay. And then a few days later, we are going to be, after you wake up and I, you know.
Kicking it 80s style.
Kicking it 80s style.
After you bail me out of jail,
After you bail you out of jail from someplace out in Queens. we're going to be at the Pac-Man World Championship, which is a private event.
Right. The World Championship itself is happening there. And then, after we have crowned a world champion from the global finalists that are flying in, we're going to have a party.
Party.
Yeah,
So I want to get some people into the party.
Okay.
Some of my, our listeners.
Your
peeps? Listeners.
Okay.
What do we do?
Only, don't invite people that are going to be mean to me, though.
Okay. Can you give me five pair?
I can give you five.
All right, so if you want to go to the party, it's in New York. It's going to be, Tuesday, June 5th.
Tuesday, June 5th. And here's, as a warning, it is during the day. So it's not a late night thing. So if you want to come to it, you're going to have to, you know, skip school, take time off of work, whatever, and venture.
Yep, here you go. You just handed me the details. It's Tuesday, June 5th.
47th.
And it's going to be from like 2 to 5 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to tell you where it is because we don't want people showing up. Well, obviously, if you win, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
But send me an email, major@xbox.com, and what do you want to ask them? Just send me your email and your gamer tag.
Why Trixie has an awesome voice.
Yeah, that'll get you.
Or not.
That'll get you. Do you notice my throat's going?
Yeah, what's up with that? Is it allergies?
I got a cold this week. I wasn't going to do a show. I think it is allergies.
You can't disappoint your people.
Well, I wasn't going to do a show because my throat's killing me. Then I said, E, can you help me do the show? And then he doesn't show up.
Yeah, what's up with that? But you know what? Who's got your back? Yeah, Trixie does.
Yeah, Trixie does. She's coming in here bearing party tickets. So Tuesday, June 5th is from 2 to 5. It's during the day, as Trixie said. It's going to be in Midtown Manhattan, and it's going to be at this very cool place, and you can come hang out with us and some of the guys from the Gamerscore blog. Yeah. And
you can actually play against the Pac-Man World Champion.
You can?
Yeah. And all the finalists.
I'm not worthy.
It's going to be cool. Plus, there's food and drinks.
So, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Tell me you want to go to the Pac-Man event, and I'll get you in.
Major will hook you up.
Yeah, I'll get you in. All right, let's see what else we have here. So we'll talk about the Matrix DVD. We talked about the Forza 2, the wheel drop. You know, later in the show, I have Dan Greenwalt on.
You do? I like him. He's nice.
Why don't you explain who he is?
Well, he's like the dude over at Turn 10.
Which produces Forza 2, which is out this week.
That's right. It's going to be out Tuesday the 29th.
I just got my copy a day or two ago, and I was playing with it. I'm not very good at driving games.
I suck at driving games.
I'm going to talk to Dan about that.
Okay.
I'm gonna...
Hopefully he doesn't throw up when he tries to play driving games the way I do. I throw up a lot. What's up with that?
You drink a lot.
I do not.
So, Dan Greenwald will be here. He's the lead designer on Forza Motorsport 2. What else do I have? Oh. Well, I don't want to talk about that. I'll talk about
what?
That later.
Why?
Well, Shadow runs out this week.
I saw a really cool print ad for that in Wired.
The scary one with all the eyes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Actually, this is an interesting story. I don't know if you've heard this. Let me click on this little link. That there was a Halo 2 Vista is coming out.
Yeah.
Apparently there's an Easter egg in it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to call that an Easter egg.
I don't know. Maybe you want to call it an Easter egg. Yes.
So, Trixie said it. I'll put a link to that story up on the blog. Not much more I could say about that.
There's probably a lot more you could say, but...
It is what it is.
We like our jobs, too.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, Major.
Yes.
Can I tell you something cool?
Yeah.
Come on, I said it's cool.
Okay.
You're not...
I'm sorry, I'm drinking water here because my throat's dying.
I think you need some allergy medicine.
All right.
Because there's all that cottonwood stuff floating around in the air.
Up here in the northwest
it is. Out there in the air? Bees. It's bee season. They're out there buzzing. They're trying to find me to sting me.
That's exactly what they're trying to do.
It is.
So you had something to interrupt me for.
Wait, interrupt your throat clearing and water drinking?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to give a shout out to the Gamer Chicks.
We haven't talked about the Gamer Chicks in about two months. So why don't you explain what the Gamer Chicks are?
Stop with that face.
I'm just... Explain what the Gamer Chicks are.
I'm gonna smack you. Well, if you could see his face right now, you'd want to smack the expression off of it.
I'm asking what the Gamer Chicks are.
Okay.
People that have tuned in.
Are a group for gamer girls. Girls that play games. Hardcore gamer girls. Girls that are just starting playing games.
What's the youngest
girls.
You have?
4 years old.
And what's the oldest?
75.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got a really diverse group, but...
All over the world.
All over the world. 26 countries. In fact, some of it, it's like I've got, you know, the vast majority are in the U.S.
Wait a minute. 4 years old?
Yeah, well, her mom signed her up.
Is she playing?
I think she plays Viva. I haven't played with her myself.
Good God.
But, yeah, well, what's the matter with that?
That's just, okay. That's just way
She's
young.
She's playing appropriate games.
Understood. I mean, you know.
Little kids play on the PC. They play Jumpstart Preschool and Freddy Fish. What's the matter with playing?
Okay. Viva. Okay.
Viva.
So give your shout out to the Gamer Chicks.
Yeah. So I've got 2,378. And I predict by our 1 year anniversary, which is June 5th, the same day as the Pac-Man World Championship, we will have reached 2,400. And I think that is pretty cool.
Guys, if you want to get your girls into gaming, get them involved with Gamer Chicks.
Yeah.
How do they find out more about Gamer Chicks?
They can go to xbox.com/gamerchicks. Find out all about it. Don't try to sneak in if you're a boy, too, because that pisses me off.
Yeah, you got some crazy detection method. You figured it out.
I have.
And you smoke them out.
I smoke them out.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Anything else?
No.
No.
I'm not going to tell you anything else. You're a poop.
Oh, look who's decided to come in here.
All right, go away!
So E is... This is perfect, because E's here.
Hey!
Give me that.
Hello, everybody. I called you... I got to record. No. All right.
Actually, I take it back. You're wearing denim shorts. Get off my lap.
Ladies
and gentlemen, the great Trixie.
Thank you. Thank you for sitting in, Trixie.
Sure. I was just covering for Eric's denim shorts pod.
And how'd you do?
Okay. You don't have a mic. No one can hear you.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
They can hear Trixie.
They can always hear me.
Yeah.
All right. This show is rapidly going sideways.
Okay, well, just let me give you a pointer. He's got allergies and a snotty nose or something, and he's...
I do not.
Crabby.
Ew.
His throat hurts or something.
All right.
He's being a bitch.
Okay. All right, so
I'll keep an eye out. Thank you, Trix.
So later, I'll see you in New York.
Yeah,
New York. So we were just talking about we have this to give away. Complete Matrix trilogy, and I
was supposed to have a copy of the Ultimate Matrix trilogy.
What happened?
I ordered it from Amazon, like I do most of my HD DVDs.
Ooh, Brown let you down.
Yeah, so it goes second day, because I'm a Amazon Prime customer,
right,
which means you get everything second day automatically. And it shipped on Tuesday. It was supposed to be here Thursday.
Right, that was just a few days ago.
And Wednesday morning, it's in Redmond. So I'm like, awesome.
Which the funny thing is, the UPS office is literally right across the street from us. It's 100 steps from our front door at the office.
Yeah, so I was probably within, you know, a quarter mile of my copy of the Ultimate Matrix collection. This morning, it's in Sacramento.
What's it doing down there?
I don't know.
Dude.
I just know I don't have it.
It took the wrong pill.
Yeah. I'm not happy about that. I had plans, actually, for Thursday night. A friend was coming over. We were going to crank the volume, catch the Matrix in HD, pizza and beer. Yeah, no.
All right, so at the end of the show, we're going to give away the complete Matrix trilogy. And not only that, E, but would I be a very good host if I didn't give away an Xbox 360 HD DVD player?
Nice.
So I have the actual player. So if you don't have a player, don't worry about it. I'm going to give away this little package, which consists of the complete Matrix trilogy, which is all three movies and a bunch of other bonus stuff, as well as an HD DVD player.
And the player includes King Kong, is another good HD flick.
So you're getting four movies and the player.
Nice.
So.
And hopefully UPS won't lose it when you ship it to them.
No, I won't ship them.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what else. We'll do that at the end of the show. I'm losing my voice. You know, the Forza 2, we were talking about Trixie, but she really didn't want to talk about it. The Forza 2 is shipping this week.
Right.
And the price of the wheel dropped.
Yes. The wheel, Forza 2 is not my thing. I really suck at realistic driving games.
Well, I have Dan Greenwalt coming in later.
Oh, perfect.
He's going to be along on the show later on.
I can appreciate the quality of the game. I can't drive games like that.
Right.
Something about, I don't know if it's the lack of peripheral vision because I don't have three screens, or if it's the fact that I don't feel the speed because I'm not really moving. The only driving games I'm any good at are games like Burnout.
And Rally X.
Yes. Actually, I'm not bad at Rally X.
I'm the same way. I just, as I always said, when I hit the accelerator, I hit the wall, and then I play catch up the entire rest of the game.
Yeah, and it's not, if you're really bad at those games, it's not fun. I'd rather go play Halo 3.
Which we're playing a lot of.
Yes.
Let's see what else. Hey, I want to talk about the PS3 firmware update.
Okay.
You've read about that.
The 1.80, yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Sounds like it's the one that came out a couple days ago.
Yeah, sounds like it's got this past week. Sounds like it's got some pretty good stuff. They're doing some good stuff there.
Yep.
The upscaling.
They're taking better advantage of the hardware that's in the box now.
Cool.
Which, if you're a customer, is a good thing.
So if you have a PS3, you might want to dust her off and get that firmware update.
Yes. Yeah, it sounds like it's one of those things that it's worth it for. It doesn't matter why you have a PS3, it's worth it. Kind of like when we update the dashboard, there's updates that are good for gamers, for people that watch, you know, movies on it, et cetera, et cetera.
Trixie's IMing me, telling me I'm mean.
To Trixie, you are.
I don't think I'm mean to her, am I?
Yeah. I mean, she deserves it sometimes, but.
Hey, did you read this article that the guys over at CNET gave the Xbox 360 controller one of the best game console controllers of all times?
I saw the summary come up on my RSS feed. I haven't actually read the article.
So here's the there's five of them. They named five controllers.
Okay.
The first one is.
Is this starting at five?
This is well, it doesn't say. It's just number one.
Okay.
So here's number one, the first one they mentioned.
Oh yeah.
$2,600.
Yeah.
A joystick and one button.
Yes. I spent so many nights as a kid up all night playing games with that it needs to be on there.
Yeah,
no problem with that.
That was a great one. So let's go take a look at number two. Number two is, this is over at cnet.co.uk.
Okay. The SNES pad.
Yep. What'd you think of that one?
It was just, yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, you look at it today, and you're like, wow, it's not very ergonomic. The layout of the buttons, you're like, why? But at the time, it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Now, it wasn't my personal favorite of the time, but I bet the one I like is on there. We'll see. Keep going.
No, I was looking at the colors. The colors are the same color we have on our controller, which really is bothering me. Do you know the reason why the X button is not green? If anything, the X button should be green.
I have no idea.
I got to find out the reason.
I would agree. That would make sense. But
there's got to be somebody around here who can answer that question. All right, we're going on to the next one. And the third number three is...
No.
Nintendo 64.
The N64 controller was so non-ergonomic. With one analog stick in the center, low down. I don't agree with that.
I'll agree. It's an odd choice. It's an odd choice. And then number four is, is the PS2 controller, which is a good controller.
It doesn't fit my hands well. It's a little, there's not enough meat where, like, the meat of my hands are.
Where you need
it. I wind up having to kind of clench my hands a little bit so I get tired quicker playing with it. So the one that, my personal opinion, the one that should be on there that isn't, the Genesis controller. Really like the Genesis controller.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was a big Sega fan. I played the crap out of the Genesis when it came out, so I'm a little biased. But that surprises me that it didn't make the list.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll put a link up to that. What else you got for news this week? Because we're gonna stop down for a second. I'm gonna roll the interview I did with Dan.
Wow, news. I've been going like a mile a minute.
What do you got today. There?
I just came out of an interview with, let me see if I can pronounce this properly, Nikkei Computer from Tokyo. And I have a completely in Japanese issue of their magazine.
What were you doing the interview about?
Data center trends, everything from how do you keep it cool to expansion philosophy, that kind of thing.
So this article will be coming out in the future.
So this will be coming out in the future. The magazine has ads for, you know, companies like Cisco, Foundry, F5.
So it's basically people in the data center field.
Yes, it's a magazine for people.
Not only in the data center field, but they're Japanese in the data center field.
Yes, so I can appreciate the pretty pictures and the words like, you know, Microsoft and the ads we run.
And Oracle and F5 and all the rest of them.
Right, but I, of course, can't read a word of it. So, and then at the very end, he surprised me. He's like, do you mind if I take your picture? And I was like, oh, sure.
You're not dressed for a picture.
Yeah, haven't shaved in a couple of days. I got a t-shirt and shorts on, but...
Denim shorts, as Trixie pointed out.
Yeah, so, but it's really nice out and I'm comfortable, so...
That's all that matters. Why don't we roll the interview with Dan right now? Have you played Forza at all?
5 minutes.
Okay.
Long enough.
Because I got it and I've been playing it over the weekend and I'm having some fun with it. It's gorgeous. So let's roll the interview with Dan Greenwald right now. I know a lot of people are excited about this game.
Well, I hope so. I'm excited to have it out there.
It actually ships this week, depending upon when you're listening to this, because I put my shows up on Sunday, so it's either going to ship in a couple days or it's already shipped, depending upon when you listen to it.
That's true. It's out in Japan already. Came out on the 24th.
Okay.
And in the United States, it's the 29th, and in Europe, it's going to be June 8th.
June 8th. So it's pretty much all within a few weeks of each other.
Yeah.
So people who... let's talk about the game. Where did you start? You had this amazing amazing title on the original Xbox. Mm-hmm. What was the goal, or some of the design goals when you're moving forward with this one?
Well, you know, I think I got to take a step back for a second. I've worked on this title now for 5-6 years now.
Right.
And our goal as a team was to kind of infect our passion on the world.
Mm-hmm.
We are a really passionate team. I break my car all the time. We've got guys who do track days and professional race car drivers. We've got just really passionate team. And that feeling of car passion is pretty universal. I mean, whether it's the first car you ever owned and it's kind of like your first love, you'll always remember it.
Oh, yeah.
Or
what was your first car?
My very first car was actually a Volvo station wagon, but the first car that I really beat on was a Honda Civic.
That's what I had, too.
Yeah?
I had a Honda CVC. I think it was like in the mid to late 70s.
Oh, yeah, the old CVC.
Yeah, the little tiny ones.
Uh-huh.
I remember I could actually turn around and touch the rear window. It was so small. But anyway... Nice.
Well, that's the sort of passion, though, that we're trying to capture. We want to have cars of every type, from an entry-level Civic all the way up to purpose-built race cars and Ferrari Enzo. Because they all speak to a different type of car passion. And that's just really important to us. So our goal was to create almost a temple to cars.
Mm-hmm.
So in Forza Motorsport 2, you know, going on to the Xbox 360 opened up a lot of doors to us.
Right.
Obviously, we could do HD resolutions. We went to 60 frames per second. We added more cars. There's now 300 cars in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
up from how many were in the original Forza?
I think about 240.
Wow.
And, you know, it's funny because when you're talking such big numbers, it doesn't sound like a lot. But actually just getting, you know, an extra 60 cars into the game put a whole new avenue of car in there for our players.
Right.
But to celebrate these cars, there's two main ways that we do it. One, you can upgrade the car. So even that Honda Civic that, you know, it's fairly accessible.
Yep.
We don't want you to kick it to the curb once you unlock a Ferrari. You know, feel like, oh, I
Which everyone thinks they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to go drive the big, fast, expensive car.
Yeah, and the Ferrari's cool, and if that's what you want to drive, you can. But if you want to drive that Civic, you can put racing slicks on it, weight reduce it, put downforce on it, wider tires, you know, a 600 horsepower engine.
Really trick it out.
Yeah, and at that point, it becomes a supercar killer. I mean, you can go, you don't have to take the Ferrari, you can go beat Ferraris.
Right.
So the other avenue then is, so now that you've upgraded it, and it's got some legs, it can compete, you can also customize it, you can paint it. And our paint area in version 1 took off. I mean, it was just incredible how big that became.
I remember you and I talked probably about a year and a half ago, and you were telling me about some of these sites, and afterwards I went and looked at them, and I was like, wow, that's amazing. And you guys really took that to the next level in this game.
Absolutely. I mean, we had 600 layers you could put on your car on the first one, and now you can put 4,000 plus layers on your car.
Does anybody need 4,000 layers?
It's funny.
At one point, does it just lose meaning?
Well, we thought 600 was going to lose meaning. We were like, all right, 600, we don't ever have to do any more than that. And what we found were, I don't need more than that.
Right, I probably don't.
But the guys that were making Mona Lisa, the Sistine Chapel, people that were building, like, you know, an homage to Master Chief.
Yeah, the Last Supper.
Yeah, exactly. These people were using those layers, and they were creating these amazing works of art. So we wanted to take that to the next level in two ways. One, we wanted to further empower those great creative artists.
Okay.
And the other part is reward them. So we see this kind of like, you know, Web 2.0. Mm-hmm. It's like YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's about user-created content, sharing that content. And so even though we're a racing game, it's not only about racing. We're going to reward other types of skills.
So talk to me about some of the user-created content. How is that revealed in Forza?
Well, you know, you can just go in and go to the paint area and start painting your car, any car you got. You don't have to pay for it in game credits, so you're just encouraged to go explore.
So it's just a sandbox.
Uh-huh, exactly. And once you've created, say, let's say you did a Homer Simpson head, you know, on the side of your car, and maybe that was 50 layers.
Okay.
You can then save all 50 of those layers as a group, a Homer Simpson head group.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stamp it on any car, stamp it multiple times on your car, reposition it, reshape it. What it allows you to do is mass produce things. It really empowers these artists.
Wow.
And then we have an auction house. So if you created this, you become famous as an artist in the Forza Motorsport world, you can mass produce your works of art and put them up on the auction house and get in-game credits for it. Now, already in Japan, people have been doing these amazing, just amazing pieces of artwork.
Right.
And our auction house are already selling cars on the auction house. And that's what's so cool for me, because I know we're going to give creative people powerful tools.
Right.
But I don't know what they're going to do with them.
Right.
And that's the cool part. You can't design for that.
So there's a couple things. You talked to me. You were just talking before we started recording. So once I put my Homer Simpson head on my car or whatever I want to do, how can I share that with somebody on the web?
Well, there's two ways. Obviously, as I just mentioned, you can sell it on the auction house.
So in the game, somebody can purchase it.
Yeah. You can gift it to a friend, and then they could save off the Homer Simpson head, and they could start mass producing if they wanted to. Or you can take a photo of it, either in the pristine UI environment, it's kind of like a backless UI drop, you know, backdrop type thing, or you can go on track or in a replay and take a photo at any point you want. That gets uploaded to ForzaMotorsport.net, where you can download it to your PC.
So you're actually extracting the image out of the game, throwing it up to the web, and then I can go onto my computer and pull it down.
Yep, high-res image.
Wow.
It looks beautiful.
Wow. And then, of course, you can do anything. And then you can share it out and send it an email. And
yeah, so it's already showing up on our forums. I mean, all of this is to one big aim, again, to take the car passion that we have and be, you know, that spark, that fuel for the car passion in other people and create this really big community that's diverse. They're arguing. This is better. That's better. I like this. I like that.
People in gaming do that?
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that. So it's all about sharing. You talked about the sharing. So what are some of the other features of the game? I mean, you know, racing game aside, some of these other cool stuff that you guys have layered on top of it.
Well, you know, we've done a lot with multiplayer. Online is a big part of this game. And, yeah, it's hard not to talk about physics because I'm kind of a sim geek. So I might have to get back to that eventually because that's my home, you know, my happy place. But the online area itself, you know, I don't know. We're trying to embrace this Web 2.0 idea with sharing content. But in a lot of ways, the reason for that is to go to the next level with gaming. Online, though, is where everybody should be.
Right.
Online is not cutting edge. Online is where we were 5 years ago. Project Gotham Racing 2, Forza Motorsport. Online racing games are a big deal. So we're trying to take online to the next level by having auction house, leaderboard qualified tournaments, spectator mode, advanced rules, tons of scoreboards. We're really blowing that area out and then fully integrating the game with the website. So it's no longer this game that you put in your console. That game talks to the website. The website's this really avid forum group, and they can, you know, kind of make with it as they will.
So it's kind of like in the old days, you know, on the original Xbox where we had Bungie.net for Halo,
mm-hmm.
where after you finished a game, it would upload all the data, and it's kind of doing that with the Halo 3 beta right now.
Exactly.
But it's the next level,
mm-hmm.
where you can not only see details of the race, but also, like you say, take your pictures and share them and trade and do all these other things. Tell me about this, the trading and the selling, the auction house. How does that work? If I understand this correctly, I can hide my tweaks. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, there's a couple things. You know, we consider these paintings, these works of art that you do, as your intellectual property. If you're a really good artist, we don't want people to be able to take your art and then claim it as their own.
Right.
So when you put it on the auction house, you can lock it. And at that point, they can race with it, but they can't resell it and say it's theirs. They can't change it, alter it.
Can they paint over it?
Nope.
Oh, so it is what it is.
So, in fact, we've had guys on the team that have signed their works of art. They build a signature out of layers,
uh-huh.
and they save that signature out. And whenever they create a piece of art, they'll actually stamp their signature onto the artwork.
Right.
And then nobody can, you know, take it off.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It's signed. Wow. And then what about tweaking and tuning of the car?
Yeah, you know, there's a whole other aspect to a racing simulator, and that's, you know, we talked a little bit about upgrades, but there's also changing your gear ratios, your downforce, your suspension settings, and that's a real black art. Not everybody knows how to do that.
Right.
It's really, it takes a lot of technical knowledge, and it's a competitive advantage for those that invest the time to understand it. So we allow them to not upload those if they don't feel like it.
Okay.
By default, it uploads because it helps the novice users find a good setup from somebody that races.
Just like anything on the web, you're able to kind of peel it back and see how somebody did something,
yeah.
and change a couple of variables and quote-unquote make it your own.
But if you think that your setups are your real competitive advantage and that's what your skill is in Forza, you don't have to upload it. You can keep it to yourself and actually keep it as a sort of a hidden advantage of yours.
Wow. And then you can share that out online and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have it? Now, I remember also seeing, I think you showed this to me a few months ago, each car also has like a bill of sale or kind of tracks what the car does.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Well, we track a lot of stats. This
right.
is a stat-heavy game. As
yeah.
a simulator, I mean, there's all the stats on the cars and blah, blah, blah. But there's also race history.
Right.
So when you get a car from somebody else, you're going to see how many past owners have had it, money it's earned, what levels it's at, what upgrades are in the trunk.
Is it going to show crash damage?
Like how much damage
yeah.
has been put on the car? I don't remember if we put that in.
I was going to say, I wouldn't want to show that because I'm wailing into walls left
yeah.
and right. Just kind of leave it. Well, that's pretty intense.
The damage is really fun right now, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already seeing, we've been racing against some of the guys in Japan that have a game already today. And, you know, in the first corner, everyone wants to go from zero to hero. They want to, you know, win the race in the first corner. And
right.
it ends up turning into a giant wipeout.
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. It's very common.
I hit the wall, and then I'm looking at nothing but taillights for the rest of the game.
Yeah. So for me, I tend to sit back.
Right.
I just hang back and let the carnage play out.
And kind of zoom past it.
And then try and get by him at that point. But on the second lap, what's really cool is the first corner is just littered with bumpers and wings and all this stuff to go sending off into the stratosphere when you hit it.
What for somebody like myself who's not a big racer, what are some tips you can give me to get into the game? And you kind of gave one there, kind of hang back off the starting line. Give me some more of those for folks out there that are picking up Forza this week.
Well, you know, as a simulator, the interesting thing is that what you learn in the game actually makes you drive faster on the track in the real world. So a lot of the same tips I'd give you are the tips you'd learn in a real racing school.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to drive slow to drive fast. So that means use your brakes, drive conservatively. So if you're just learning a track and just learning a car, do your first couple laps a little bit slower than you think you should and slowly ratchet up the speed.
Mm-hmm.
Most people try to go to 100% on their first lap.
Yeah, right off the gate, yeah. I pull the trigger in and blam.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they do 110%, and 110% equals wall.
Right, right, okay, good.
So that's one thing. You know, I think with upgrading, there's a whole mini game, kind of a game within a game, in the upgrade system. You're trying to get the car to the top of its class. So let's say it's a Civic and it starts in class D. As you put power and suspension and other upgrades on it, it goes up, 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 and then it starts to cross into C.
Right.
And you're looking at a little number. So maybe it was D400, 432, 433, 434, and as soon as it goes to 450, bang, you're in C. So there's a little mini game you're doing there, almost like a resource manager of like, well, should I do it all with power?
Right.
You know, I don't want to go into C.
You got to figure out where to allocate it.
Yeah. Well, while you're doing that, you're learning about a lot about cars. And if I was going to give anyone a head start on that, I'd say you want balance. So don't do everything with power. Don't do everything with tire. You want to reduce a little bit of weight, add a little bit of power, add a little bit of tire.
So no extremes.
Yeah.
Just kind of tweak it a little bit here and there.
Yeah. Extremes make a very, very hard to control car.
One of the things I always, whenever I get a game, is I want to throw it in. I want to get an achievement right away. What's a good, easy achievement I can get off Forza 2 right off the bat? Is there one? Because I looked at them. They're pretty hard.
Well, no, there is one. You pretty much, it's almost an exact freebie. And that's when you start your career and you do your first race, you get to level one, you get an achievement.
Bing. Okay.
And you're pretty much there.
That's good to know.
The rest of them, you know, we're a car collecting game, trying to get that passion out of people. So a lot of them are about collecting cars, getting all the cars out of the UK.
So a lot of your achievements that you built, I want to talk about that right now, is really around that mm-hmm. feature, the collecting the cars.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big deal in this game. I mean, with 300 cars, it speaks to different people, and it starts bringing out the loyalty in you. You know, are you more of an American muscle guy, or do you like the Japanese imports, the tuner cars? And then once you're in there, you know, if you like the Japanese imports, are you more of a Honda guy, or are you more of a Nissan guy?
So when you talked about this earlier, when people unlock the cars and they go into the, I guess, arcade mode where they can just play, what's the best car to drive that you have fun driving?
Boy,
just stock, not tweaked at all, just stock.
Probably the new Corvette Z06.
Okay,
the brand new one. It's really fast. It sounds amazing. I mean, it's just got this guttural, like, powerful sound, mm-hmm. and it's blazingly quick.
Have you driven one in real life?
I haven't. It's funny because I live right near a GM dealer.
Right.
And they very rarely get the Z06 in, but they did when it was brand new, and I just kind of went over and drooled
just
over
kinda
it.
Just kind of stared at it for a little while, yeah. And it stared back.
It's a pretty accessible car. It's not it's not crazy expensive,
right,
considering how well it performs. But even so, I just can't see, tooling around town in it.
What are some of the plans for the game for downloadable content? Can you talk about that at all?
Well, you know, we've just been locked in a cave for the last...
I mean, it's got to be hard for you to answer that question because you have been working on this title for so long, and it's like, it ships, and then people are instantly in your face going, what's next?
Yeah. I think cars and tracks, those are a no-brainer.
Right.
And we'll do that. We're a racing game. That just makes sense.
Right.
We've got a whiteboard covered with ideas for, you know, do we do this? Do we do that? Different ways of altering the game. And yes, we will do some. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to be yet, because we need to figure out, you know, what do we think is going to be compelling.
Right.
And a lot of having a community website is listening to the people.
Sure.
What do people want? Now, obviously, you know, as you know all too well, a community website can be very loud in one area.
Sure.
It doesn't necessarily cover the entire spectrum of players.
Right.
But that doesn't mean they should be discounted. So we spend a lot of time on there. You know, I'm on the site a lot,
yeah.
Just talking to people.
What's your gamer tag?
Nebuchadnezzar.
That's right. Yeah. I'll put a link up to that. And how appropriate, because I'm giving away Matrix DVDs later on in the show.
Oh.
So they just came out on HD DVD. Have you seen it yet, the Complete Matrix Trilogy?
No, I haven't.
So they just came out on HD DVD. So
nice.
I'm going to be giving those away later on in the show. But Nebuchadnezzar, so I'm sure people will send you invites, and they'll be looking at your some of your pictures.
A little known fact. I was a religion major in college.
Okay.
So I actually named myself Nebuchadnezzar.
Way before the Matrix.
That's right.
Okay, so you're hardcore deep on that. Let's talk about some of the other features. There's the arcade, the career. You know, talk about the different sections and how when somebody pops the game and when they get to this screen, we're looking at the screen right now, what the main areas are.
The first thing you're looking at is, are you looking for a quick get-in, experience the physics, get some wheel-to-wheel racing, then you want to go into arcade.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of customization, but hey, you got a ton of cars.
You got a steering wheel, a brake, and a gas pedal.
Yeah, have at it. Career, you're talking about an investment. I mean, this is 70 hours of gameplay in the career. You're going to start in a low-end car, but pretty quickly you get money to start upgrading it and start having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really deep in all directions. Mm. You've got AI drivatars with personalities, and we track how much money and how much damage they take, and so you can kind of build rivalries with them. You've got all the different upgrades, and we took a lot of inspiration from Pokemon, Final Fantasy, World of Warcraft. When you choose your region, North America, Asia, or Europe in the career, you're choosing Pokemon Red, Yellow, or Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's making different things rare. And changes what you're going to discover.
What do you recommend I do?
It really comes down to what you like. Do you like muscle cars? Do you like sports cars? Or do you like tuner cars?
Sports cars. So it sounds like I'm going to Europe.
You should go to Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's the arcade, and then, like you say, career is pretty. And then a multiplayer speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the features of cars that I earn in the career and how that translates to multiplayer.
Well, I found myself, when I want to go into multiplayer, I've now played through the game a few times when we've had to wipe our profiles when you're doing game development. And I tend to build up some cars in the career and optimize them for a specific class before I go into multiplayer. So I really want, I don't want to just pick any Class D car. I want to take that Civic or a GTI and really get it to the top of D. And then when I go online, I know nobody's, it's my own skill that's going to be taken against other people.
Right.
As far as the career goes, it's just so deep.
Yeah.
There's so much to do in there.
When you, one of the things that we talked about this earlier in the interview was that the wheel is now dropped in price. And you built this game for the wheel, for all intents and purposes.
We're trying to be a really inclusive game, so we actually did a lot of playtesting to make the gamepad absolutely great.
But what are the differences between using the wheel, somebody who has a gamepad, the regular controller, versus the wheel?
As a developer, it's a huge difference.
Really?
And that's the thing. I think too many developers get caught up into doing one or the other and thinking the two kind of translate.
Right.
But the truth is they don't. The wheel is a fairly direct input device. You've got so many degrees of analog in it that you can trust the user to understand how to drive a real car.
Mm-hmm.
But in a controller, there's no real-world analog, real-world representation of that. You don't drive a car with, two thumbs and two fingers.
You'd like to, but you can't.
Yeah. And so we have to put in a lot of buffers. When you say, when you turn the thumbstick all the way to the left, we don't steer the steering wheel 100% left.
I mean, right.
That would kill you.
Right.
You'd just go spinning off into a wall, or you'd understeer straight into a wall. So we have to put in a lot of buffers that are smart. They've got to go, okay, well, he's oversteering a little bit, and he's countersteering into the turn, so he does want full steering.
Or, oh, interesting.
Oh, he's not. He's understeering. He's turning full. He probably doesn't want to really turn full. Let's back it off to help him find straight forward again. So there's a lot going on there that hopefully players never even know about. All they know is, I wanted to turn left, and the car did what I wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the wheel is actually, it's funny, it's easier for us to program for.
Huh.
Because the force feedback, we're a simulator, so the force feedback, the aligning torque in the wheel, that just kind of comes for free. We just had to hook up the API and it's just working.
Right.
We spent a lot of time on rumble. Both the wheel and the controller have rumble, but we tune them differently because the way that people interact with them. One is in your hands.
Sure.
Hands are very, very sensitive. And the other is either on a table or on your lap. Not so sensitive. So we had to kind of boost up.
Yeah, turn it up a little bit there.
Yeah, and then also make it subtle in different ways.
Wow. I never really thought about it that way.
It's surprising. We actually didn't think of it that way a year and a half ago either.
Right.
We started getting in going, this isn't working. We need to go back to drawing.
When somebody gets if they purchase the wheel and they plug it in and they get it all hooked up, do they have to go change anywhere in the options?
They can, but they don't have to.
They don't have to.
We really tuned it to be what we thought was as good as it could be. And then if somebody's got a personal preference that they want it to be very twitchy, no dead zone whatsoever.
Right.
And
I'm sure there's some people on your team that do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a game that appeals to all sorts. So.
Yeah. So we talked about your favorite car. What's your favorite track? That's probably got to be a tough one because, there's a lot of tracks in this one. You guys went around and did a lot of study of the different tracks.
Yeah, I think my favorite track in version 1 was Laguna Seca in California, and I still love that track. But for version 2, we added three new tracks, Suzuka in Japan, which was in Namco's Pole Position 2.
Right.
So, nostalgic track.
Looks a little different in Forza 2. Looks just a little different.
A couple extra pixels here and there. We took level 3 to the next level. Then we've got Sebring in Florida and Mugello in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Sebring. I grew up watching the 12-hour Sebring race, and so that's just kind of in my blood. So as soon as we had that in the game, that's the one I wanted to race on.
Mm-hmm.
But also, as a physics geek, that track is nasty. It's just mean. And so
what's the layout of the track? I'm not familiar with it. It's not an oval, clearly.
No,
It's just all over the place.
It kind of looks like a... how do you describe it? It doubles back on itself like it's like a taco shell.
Right.
And you start off and you're on mismatched concrete. So they're big concrete slabs. It used to be an old airstrip back in World War II.
Oh.
And none of the concrete lines up. So you're in this race car that's got stiff suspension, and you're going over bumps that are maybe an inch or two high.
Wow.
Yeah, so the drivers, you know, the professional drivers that race on this track,
they're getting bounced around.
They're getting murdered. And the cars, the reason it's such a hard 12-hour race is most of the cars go out just because of attrition.
I mean, right.
You just can't.
They just break.
Yeah.
Because they're getting the snot beat out of them.
Yeah. And that was really hard to get in the game because, you know, most games don't really have to run their physics that fast.
Right.
A lot of people focus on 30 frames per second graphics or 60 frames per second graphics. We've got our graphics at 60, but the physics is something that's kind of overlooked. If you run your physics at 60 frames per second, the car drives kind of sloggy. It's a little bit like it's in molasses,
mm-hmm.
or it can be really twitchy if you're arcadey. But as a simulator, you've got to put all these extra buffers in, and you miss bumps.
Mm-hmm.
So in a track like that, you could drive, if you're going like 200 miles per hour down some straightaway, you would miss several of the bumps you drive over because they got updated here, and then they got updated 20 yards later.
Right.
So we run our physics at 360 frames per second.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and that was thanks to the power of the Xbox 360.
Right.
We could update more rapidly and catch every one of those bumps and send that into the rumble, into the force feedback, into the car suspension, into the forces of the car.
So when you talked about 60 frames per second, what does that mean to the user? They're like, oh, it's bigger, must be better, right? I mean, I kind of know what it is, but I want to hear it from your perspective.
You know, it's hard. The original Forza Motorsport, we wanted to make the game really beautiful, and our physics engine is really heavyweight because it's serious simulator physics. So we had to use a lot of the Xbox power just to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to run our graphics at 60 was a little bit more than we could do, so we ran at 30.
Right.
With the added power of the 360, we could go to 60 frames per second. Now, what's that mean? What it means is when you're taking corners and you're doing high-speed maneuvering, things move very smoothly, very
right.
naturally.
It's very
the
fluid.
Movement in the car is very natural. If you think about a vibration in a car, you know, the hertz that's moving at, the
yeah.
frequency, is very, very quick. So you can't see it as well at 60 or at 30,
mm-hmm.
and at 60 you can see it better.
Tell me about, I've seen some of these people around here have them hooked up. Tell me about the multi-screen setups and how that works.
Yeah. So,
describe it and then tell people how they can do it if they want to do it.
Yeah. So, again, we got a really broad audience. People
right.
that are going to play with a controller on a normal SD TV.
Right.
And people are going to play on
And they're going to have a great time.
TV. Yeah, exactly. We've really taken the time to make that great. But we've got a percentage of people, because we're a simulator, that are like older guys, maybe they even have Porsches, you know?
Right.
They want a simulator the same way a flight sim guy maybe is a real pilot.
Right. I made a major mistake once with the flight sim team.
Yeah?
I called it a game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Never do that again.
I will say Forza is a game.
Okay.
But the underlying technology is a very hardcore simulator.
Sure.
So the multi-screen setup is... you take three, well, actually five Xbox 360s.
So five 360s and five copies of Forza 2.
And five TVs.
And five TVs.
And so three of the TVs are set up in a 180-degree view around you.
So it's front, left, and right.
Right.
Okay.
And you get the peripheral vision, the sense of speed is incredible. And you can really look into the corner and see the apex as you're
yep.
driving. The fourth screen is a rear view.
Okay.
You can put that wherever you want.
Right.
And you can just watch other traffic around
okay.
you. And the fifth screen... is replay cameras. So if you're really vain, you want to see how cool you look when you're driving, you can pop that up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you sync it all up? I mean, obviously it's a LAN, can you go on live with that?
Yes, you can.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you hook it up?
Well,
after you get these three things connected on the same network.
Yeah, they just have to be on the same network, and then it's really like a system link game.
Wow.
But then you can connect the main box to live.
Right.
And they all come along with it. So you don't need, like, five live profiles.
Right.
You only need the one live profile.
Right.
And the other ones connect into that and kind of piggyback on.
I must come over and try that.
It's really immersive. And then when you get a butt kicker, have you ever seen that peripheral? It's like a subwoofer that you strap to your chair.
Onto your chair, yeah.
Well, we've spent a lot of time on the LFE, the low-frequency emissions, the audio
mm-hmm.
out of the game.
And the rumble.
Yeah. So that thing, you're driving on Sebring, and you're getting...
You're getting kicked in the pants.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I must see this five screen. I thought it was only three screens.
Right now, I think we only have four screens set up.
Right. Well, you let me down. I want to see five.
Well, it's there.
So that's a little tip for you. So, well, Dan, I know you got to get back to work, and I appreciate you coming over. Congratulations on shipping the game.
Thank you so much.
I know
much.
It's been a long way going, and a lot of people are going to – it's going to be in stores this week in North America and next week in Europe.
Yep.
So I'll let you go. But thanks for coming over. I'm going to go online and give it a try, and I'll be looking for you, Nebuchadnezzar.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. All right, thanks to Dan from the Forza team and Turn 10 for coming over and spending a little bit of time with me, telling me about the game, learned some stuff, and hopefully those tips will help you, because they're not really going to help me, because I suck at driving.
Yeah, they're not going to help me either. Moving on.
Moving on. What else do we have? Normally we go into Xbox 101 and the rest of that stuff. You want to do Xbox 101 now?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Funky, bring it.
Xbox 101 with Major.
All right, so Xbox 101 this week, and you and I were talking about this because you bought another box.
Yes, so I got my Elite, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, something like that?
Right after it went on sale.
Whenever they came out. So, handy little feature that, honestly, I had forgotten existed.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Marketplace Blade, go to Account Management.
Okay, got to be logged into Xbox Live. Yes. Got to be signed in.
Got to be signed in. And then one of your options is Download History.
Yep.
If you pull up Download History, this is actually all the things that you, as your gamertag, have downloaded. And it doesn't matter which box you've downloaded on. This is the gamertag's download history.
Right.
So I had a new box. It didn't have any of the map packs or, you know, anything like that on it. I needed to get them on there. But what I didn't want to do is forget to put something on there, have someone say, hey, let's play Gears, and then have to wait for the game to start while I went and downloaded the map pack.
So once you're in the download history, what can you do?
You can drill into any of these items. So, like here you've got the Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare trailer.
Yep.
So you click on that, and it then pops out the guide where it takes you directly to that item in Marketplace.
And you can just download again.
Yeah, it gives you the option to download again. So this is a great way to go through and put a whole bunch of content back on a hard drive that you've downloaded elsewhere before.
Have you watched the Medal of Airborne trailers?
No, I have not.
Well, they're really cool.
Are they? When did those come out?
One came out last week and one came out this week. They kind of talk about how you can go in and really just start fighting from anywhere.
Oh, nice.
So you don't have to... In fact, they even specifically say you don't have to follow this path.
Okay.
They can just drop in anywhere.
So I'm going to need to go check those out.
Go ahead and take a look at those. So anyway, that's the Xbox 101... that's the Xbox 101 for this week.
Ta-da!
How to get to some of your download stuff. All right, what else you got, E? Yeah, you weren't here for the beginning of the show, and it was like all tricksy all the time at the beginning of the show.
Was it entertaining? Was it informative?
It was. Well, I'm sure some people did. Well, we're going to give away tickets to the event in New York, the Pac-Man Championship. Are you coming to New York? Remember I asked you like a month ago on your last show.
Yeah, so
on my last show.
Yes and no. So I am coming to New York, mm-hmm. but I'm going to miss the Pac-Man event by like 2 days.
What are you going in for?
We're going for MLG Meadowlands, which is the weekend after. The Pac-Man event is like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right, it's Tuesday.
And I get in Thursday.
So I'll miss you at the airport because we'll pass each other at the airport.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I, we're going to spend the weekend in New York, see a show, and then we have a good friend who's actually competing at MLG Meadowlands, so we're going to go cheer her on. So.
All these meeting things are popping up right now. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's one of those things where when it's, you know, 15 minutes before an hour,
right.
and all of a sudden, you know, meetings are scheduled and things start buzzing and beeping and barking.
So you're going to New York, but we're not going to see you for the Pac-Man thing.
Nope.
But if you are in New York...
Listeners are at MLG Meadowlands.
All right, look for E. But if you're in New York and you want to come to the Pac-Man private... It's kind of a private party. It's not open to the public. It's not like the Guitar Hero one where you can just show up.
So you have to be...
You got to email me.
Oh,
I got a ton of stuff going on in email because I got people email me for tickets for that.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell people how to win the complete Matrix trilogy and the HD DVD drive.
Right,
and then name the game. Why don't we do name the game right now?
Name the game it is.
All right, so I'll go ahead and roll the name the game from last week. E, you know what that is.
I know what that is.
Okay, mm-hmm. What is it?
That is Eats Chowdown.
That is Eats Chowdown. You are absolutely correct, E. Have you played a lot of that?
I've played a little of it. My son actually was playing a bunch of it.
You have?
Really? I've played a little. He played a lot. He loves those kind of games.
So Eats Chowdown is correct, and let me see who's the winner is. Flugelhorn32. It's an odd spelling, but Flugelhorn32, I don't know where you're from. Congratulations. You grabbed yourself a... what did you grab yourself? You grabbed yourself a Turtle Beach Air Force X1 headset, which I use at home.
Yes, and those are...
You use one at home too, right?
My girlfriend does when she comes over, because we both play, and having two sound systems going in the same room at once doesn't work.
Right, so you put a headset of headphones on her.
Right.
Good. So, anyway, Turtle Beach Air Force X1 headset, congratulations, Flugelhorn 32. We will play a Name the Game for this week. Here's the Name the Game clip for this week. My voice is going.
Okay, I'll take over. You can go home. That's Major coughing up a lung, by the way, in case you couldn't hear it.
All right, if you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. Please put Name the Game, colon, your guess in the subject line, and then in the body of the message, put your gamer tag if you have one. And as I'm going through my notes here, I also noticed that gamer tag Overlord in Colorado, he sent in the exact same Xbox 101 we just did.
Really?
Yeah, about the download history.
Oh, good for him.
He said exactly. He says he bought the Elite, and he said he can bring up a list of downloads. So
you should send him a T-shirt or something.
Maybe I will.
If he's listening, if you're listening, what was it? Overlord in Colorado.
Right.
Okay. Overlord, send Major a mail with your address. He'll send you some tchotchke we have laying around.
I got some cool prizes to give you. You know what? I could send him this. We talked about this earlier in the show.
Ooh,
What's in Halo 2 Vista at the end of the show.
Although if he doesn't have Vista, that would be less than
I'll send him Vista.
As a gift. There you go.
I'll get a copy of Vista. I'll send it to him. So Overlord, ping me. Send me an email. I actually have your email, but I want to see if you're going to listen, so you have to get back to me.
Since it wasn't officially a giveaway.
Right, and you have a week and a half.
There you go.
All right, so what are you playing, E?
I'm playing a ton of H3 beta. I mean, this is the first time in probably a good 6 months that most of the people on my friends list are playing the same game. Instead of being, you know, some people playing Gears, some playing Halo 2, some playing this. Right now, everyone on my friends list is playing the beta.
Well, did you see the top 10 games I put up on Saturday?
No, let me see.
So I just put this up on Saturday. It's Gears of War, Crackdown, Halo 2 beta. A lot of people are playing Crackdown as an entry point to the Halo 2 beta, but it also had the auto update and the free content.
Right. And I do want to... I think I've recovered from my stress from orb hunting, so I'm ready to go play more Crackdown, but until the beta's over, I'm not going to, but I'll get back to it later.
Beta's going to be over soon, isn't it?
The 10th of June, I think, is the date.
Or is it?
So we've got a couple more weekends to go. I've been having so much fun. The scary thing is how far some of my friends have gotten. The whole rating point system.
Oh, my God.
And then you get to be, you know, sergeant, gunnery sergeant, lieutenant.
They didn't make me a major by default.
No.
Frankie, what's the problem over there?
But some of our friends that we play with are majors.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got, you know, maybe 80 ratings points.
Right.
We've got friends with like 250, 300.
Yeah, I think I have 72.
Yeah, it's a little frightening. But I've been having a blast. Big Team Battle Training Hopper.
We played that over the weekend the other night.
I mean, we for years have been saying 6v6 is the best Halo experience. That was true, in my opinion, on Halo 2. Halo 3, I think it's the same. Big Team Battle is awesome. 6v6 on Valhalla and High Ground is just a blast.
I agree with you.
Wow.
You know why?
No.
Because when we play Slayer on Valhalla, I can get into my Banshee. You know I love that Banshee.
What I love is the Spartan Laser and the Banshee, or even better, the Mongoose and the Warthog.
Mm-hmm.
Because someone will always grab a Mongoose or a Warthog and rush the Spartan Laser in the middle of the map.
Right.
And I'm always out of the man cannon as fast as possible, grabbing the Spartan Laser, and then it's just a matter of how quickly can you charge an aim.
Right, can you spin around and...
Yeah, and a couple of times I've gotten the kill like when it's inches from my face. Actually, I have to tell this story.
All right.
I was actually the victim here, but I was present for the biggest kill steal in the history of first-person shooters. So we were on...
That's big talk.
Yeah, we were on High Ground.
Was I in this game?
You were not, but I'll send you a link to the file share.
Okay.
Because we've been...
Well, he's going to share it out so he can. You can go up and down. If you're in the Halo 3 beta, you can go pull it down from his profile.
It's actually not in my profile. It's in.
You need to upload it.
I need to upload it. So it is and it isn't. So here's the story. Stop interrupting me.
All right.
So, was in a game. I think it was Team Slayer. Four of us.
What map?
It was on High Ground.
Okay.
We have the save film from both my perspective and the perspective of my friend who stole all my kills.
Right.
And Trixie's performing obscene acts in your window. Anyways, there's the pipe in the room over on the right.
The pipe room.
I can't say that.
No, it's where the pipe room. It's like, I think they call it the pipe room on Bungie.net.
The one you can crouch and walk through. And so we were ahead like, I don't know, it was like 35-12 or something, and the other team, actually this was a big team battle because there were six people involved, the other team had kind of given up. They were just like, oh my god, we're getting killed. And we're like, where'd they go? We can't find anybody. And so I went into the pipe room, and I came in from where the flag spawns, right, in the room with the radio, right, and I see they're all in there.
They're all
in the
stacked
pipe.
Up in the pipe?
All six of them back
what
to back.
What the hell's
back
going on in there?
They're just hiding. And so I'm like, easy kills. I toss a couple of grenades. Before the grenades can explode, the someone is on the other side of the pipe with the Spartan laser,
right,
fires it. It takes out all six. He gets just the metals were popping up so fast, the game almost couldn't keep up.
Right.
He got every metal imaginable, the laser ones, the right, double kill, triple kill, overkill,
right,
you name it.
Right.
And he was able to kill all six of them with one Spartan laser blast before the first of my grenades exploded. So I got no kills. I didn't even get an assist out of the whole thing.
I must see this film.
It was, oh wow, was I frustrated.
Must see that film. Will you share it out for people to look at?
I will share it out.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing. All right, you want to talk about gadgets?
We
have a few more minutes.
It's really depressing, but I still have not put Windows Mobile 6 on my dash. I haven't had time. I need to.
You know, I was bitching last week about my Comcast DVR.
Oh boy, yeah.
And I got some people from Comcast who emailed me.
And what did they have to say? Please stop.
They didn't so much say that. They just said that they could do better and.
Well, at least they acknowledge it. Yeah, that's nice.
That's fine. So. And, you know, it's cool. And I said, okay, I'll give you another chance. And they're coming out with a new update to their DVR, but I'm really looking at the HD TiVo.
I love mine.
I know. For $600, I don't know if my wife's going to go for that, though.
Well, okay. First of all, you don't tell her.
I know. I've been married enough. I know that.
Your wife is gone on business right. All the time. You buy it when she's not there. Preferably sometime when she's going to be gone for a while,
right.
And then when she comes back, she's like, we've had this for a while.
Oh, no, she loves TiVo. We had the TiVo when we had an SD. She loved it.
Oh, then what's your problem? You buy it when she's not there, and she'll come back, she'll be like, TiVo!
Yeah.
And you
TiVo's
get her.
TiVo's back, honey.
Yeah. You're golden.
Yeah, good point. And there's also, like, Ryan from Engadget emailed me, because I was going back and forth with him about this, and he said right. the deal was a couple of people have sent this to me, it's like $200 off for Father's Day.
Ooh, nice.
So it's like $4.99 is like the best you can get.
For an HD TV? Yeah, do it.
That's but you can't pull any content off. Like on the TiVo Series 2, you can do TiVo to go and all that stuff. You can't do that on the HD.
I'm used to that, though, because I have the DirecTV integrated ones. You can't do that on them either.
Oh.
DirecTV doesn't allow it. Only the standalone TiVo
right,
do that.
Right.
Which sucks, but I can live with it.
Right.
I mean, it would be different if we lived in, like, New York and we commuted 2 hours a day. And
right.
If you're sitting on, like, a train
we
or subway,
commute 2 hours a day and we live in Seattle.
Thank God I don't. But if you're, you know, sitting on a bus or a train or something for two
right.
hours a day, then you'd want to, you know, watch TV on your Zune on the way in.
Right.
But if you're in your car for 15 minutes, you don't have time to watch it. When I watch TV, it's on my TV.
All right, speaking of gadgets, we're going to give away the complete Matrix trilogy right now because it's the end of the show, as well as the Xbox 360 HD DVD player. So this is, as long as you have an Xbox 360, you're ready to go.
Yes.
And this actually works with the PC too, doesn't it?
It's not supported.
Right, it's not supported.
So if it doesn't work, you can't call Xbox support right. and say, why isn't it? You can make it work. You have to buy additional playback
software
on
the PC.
You got to
do some other
stuff. So. If you want to make it work, you know, at your own risk, blah, 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 go to your favorite search engine. You're golden.
All right, so let's give away these things. We've got the Xbox 360 HD DVD, as well as the Complete Matrix Trilogy, which is all three films, plus, you're also getting a free copy of The Animatrix from Video Marketplace.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
So, nice deal.
All right. You ready?
Are we...
I told you, I said, E, this is the prize I have. You need to come up with some questions.
And
so there's going to be, because there's three movies, there's going to be three questions.
Seems simple enough.
Right.
Now...
Why don't you go ahead and read the three questions?
Okay. So question number one.
Question number one.
As of the time of this recording, in what city is E's copy of the Matrix Collection on HD DVD?
Okay.
I will give you a hint. It's not Seattle.
Okay. And it's not Redmond.
No. It's... Yeah, it's nowhere in the state of Washington.
Okay. Well, you know what it is if you listen to the whole show.
That's right.
Okay, that's question number one.
Question number two.
Mm-hmm.
Name one of the first four HD DVD titles.
So, not obviously any of the first four that were released on the HD DVD format.
Correct.
Okay. And you lose points if you send us Blu-ray titles.
Yes. And I, just to be clear, we're talking about like commercial releases. We're not talking like demo discs released at CES 2 years ago, things like that.
Good.
Actual movies.
Good call. And then question number three.
Number three. What was the name of the captain of the hovercraft in the first short on the Animatrix?
Oh. Ooh.
The Animatrix is good stuff. If you like anime and you like The Matrix... Wow.
All right, so those are the three questions. If you think you know what those are, I need all three of them.
Yes, correct.
You have to enter, you have to send me an email, major@xbox.com, with Matrix in the subject line, and just in the body, just put 1, 2, 3, and then put your answers to question 1, answer 2, and answer 3.
If they get them out of order, are they disqualified?
No, as long as they get them.
Okay.
Okay, so give me those three answers, the three correct answers.
Yes.
And I will put you into the drawing, and then the next time I do a show, I will award you the complete Matrix trilogy, as well as your very own HD DVD player.
Nice.
To hook into your Xbox 360.
Very nice.
And then hopefully by then, E will have his copies.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, good luck at that. We got a lot going on this week, so I want to recap. If you want to go to the party in New York for Pac-Man, you got to email me. That's easy. I'm just going to pick some random people. We got Name the Game. You know how that goes. The Complete Matrix Trilogy and HD DVD player. You have to answer these three questions. E, run through them very quickly. 1, 2, 3.
In what city is E's copy of the Matrix collection? Name one of the first four movies to ship on HD DVD. And what is the name of the captain of the hovercraft in the first short on the Animatrix?
All right, major@xbox.com. We're going to wrap it up. It's been a quick week as my voice is actually dying. Thank you to Trixie for coming in and sitting in while E was off being interviewed by some Japanese journalists.
I'm going to have to get someone to translate my own interview so I can see what I said.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you to Dan Greenwalt for coming by from the Forza Motorsport 2 Turn 10 team. And E, you and I should play some Forza. Yeah, exactly.
We might both suck enough that it'll be competitive and interesting.
Bumping into each other. And thank you for everybody else. I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net. They provide a promotional consideration to MajorNelson.com with a secured and assured hosting environment. Also want to thank Cashfly for caching my show. This is Larry Herb, Xbox Live's Major Nelson, saying thank you for downloading the show and dealing with my voice, which is rapidly deteriorating. Don't think I'll have a show next week, because I'm going to be on the East Coast.
And I'd say we could record one in New York, but we certainly didn't plan that well.
No, not at all. It's horrible. So thank you for coming over, and we'll talk to you when we talk to you.
All right. Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll be right back. It's after the show?
It's after the show.
So this is the after show.
Got so it. If you go back and listen to the interview I did with Dan, I didn't mention this before, but I'll mention it now because it's after show. You'll notice the speed of my questioning gets increased towards the end of the interview.
Okay.
Because I right about an hour before the interview, I had like four bottles of water, and nice. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. So instead of stopping and going, I was just like, I gotta go.
I'm sure your listeners are really happy to know that.
Go back and listen to it.
Maybe. I'm not so sure I want to now that I know that.
Trivia questions. Good trivia questions. Hopefully people get that for The Matrix.
They should be able to get those.
Yeah, they're going to be tough ones.
I don't think so.
So what did you do?
Yes, smart listeners.
What did you do this weekend?
I was in Vancouver.
This weekend.
Because
it's Sunday, and yesterday was Saturday. It's a Memorial Day weekend.
But the weekend's not over, so...
Right, well, and especially since it's Memorial Day here in the United States, which is a big, what folks call a bank holiday tomorrow.
Yes. So I used to work at a bank. I remember the whole bank holiday thing.
You did?
Basically, like, every other Friday off. It was very nice.
You were a teller at a bank?
I didn't say that. I said I worked at a bank. I was never a teller, and I never worked anywhere that customers would see me, yet I still had to conform to the stupid dress code.
Tell that story.
Shirt and tie and...
You worked like floors away from the customers, and you still had to conform to the dress code.
Yeah, so I first joined First Interstate Bank.
Oh, you were going to give the name?
Yeah. Well, doesn't exist anymore. Why not?
Oh, okay.
So in Portland, Oregon,
right,
and that was one of their two data centers, Portland and Tempe, Arizona, and like the headquarters in downtown Portland was the building was like 42 stories tall.
Mm-hmm.
They actually filmed a famous movie there. I'm trying to remember the name of it now. It burned down. There were people trying to get down through the stairs. It was filmed in the 70s.
Towering Inferno?
Yes, I think that was it.
The Irwin Allen film, Towering Inferno?
I'd have to go look on IMDb.
With Charlton Heston, I think, is in that one?
I think that's the one.
That was the 70s was just one big blur of disaster films.
Yeah, I'll have to
Earthquake and Airplane.
I'll have to go look, and if I remember, then I'll hop on the comments and post it. But that or a similar movie was filmed in the building.
Okay.
Anyways, the bottom two floors were a branch.
Was a bank.
And then from that up was office space, and I was on the 16th floor. And not only was I on the 16th floor, but I was in like a secure location of the 16th floor where you had to have a card key just to get into our part of the 16th floor.
Right.
But yet we had to deal with the dress code. So here's a bunch of IT geeks who have to come to work in, you know, a coat and tie. And we're like, why? Like, in case the customers see you. And we're like, if a customer gets in here, we're going to call security. Customers can't get in here.
Yeah, they got bigger problems than you not having a tie.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous. And finally, they gave that up. But, oh, that was annoying. For like a year and a half, I had to do that.
How far is Portland away from Seattle?
3 hours by car.
Okay. I meant to ask you this. My sister's coming out here to go to Portland.
It's in a few 210 weeks. Miles, I think, something like that.
All right, so 210 miles.
Very easy drive.
I've been meaning to ask you that since you're of that era.
It's a very boring drive.
I'm not going.
Once you get from Olympia, there's like nothing until you get to Vancouver.
Hey, have I mentioned that I'm getting 51 miles to the gallon in my Prius?
Nice. Driving the video game.
Yeah, it's 51 miles. That feels good because gas is like $3.30, $3.40 a gallon.
Yeah.
And you know what? I complain about it, but then our friends in Europe remind me that it's really expensive over there.
Yeah, we're not used to it.
Right, we're not used to it.
So, but my 4Runner, I get like 20 miles to the gallon, and I'm kind of wishing I had a commuter car right now. That gets expensive real quick. So,
what should we play tonight? I want to play some more. I want to play Forza. Dan really got me going about the customization. He was talking about the websites where people have customized. It's out in Japan already.
It is?
Yeah. He was telling me it's out in Japan already.
If I'm playing Forza, it means I'm not playing the Halo 3 beta.
It's going to be over soon.
Which means I need to play.
I need to
get it out of my system so that I can survive until September.
You have to promise to share that film out we were talking about in the interview.
Yeah, I will.
Upload it and share it out.
Yeah.
Can I link to it?
No, it's not visible on the web.
It's not visible on the web.
It's too bad because that would be really freaking
cool.
Yeah,
that's what they need. But Bungie needs to add that. Yeah. Okay. And then I got to get back into Halo 2 PC Vista now that it's shipping.
So, regular listeners will remember my complaints about my laptop.
Right.
I just hired a new guy. So, he doesn't start in 2 weeks.
So, which laptop are you getting?
I already ordered my new one, and then I'm going to give him this one.
That doesn't run Vista. What are you going to give him?
It runs
what are you
Vista
getting?
Okay. It doesn't run Halo 2 Vista.
What are you going to get?
I got much newer version of the exact same laptop. But so it's now, it's a Core 2 Duo instead of a Core Duo.
Good.
It's going to have 4 gigs of RAM instead of 2. It's got a 7200 RPM hard drive instead of 5400.
What's the video card?
It's the 512 meg NVIDIA Quadro something or other. So it's pretty snazzy.
Wow. Maybe I should trade my 1210 for that.
I didn't get, like, the fastest possible processor and everything. I didn't want to, like...
Right.
I wanted to be kind of, you know, corporate responsible.
Right, fiscally responsible.
But it's just about the nicest gaming laptop you can get in the corporate laptop line.
Without going up to the XPS series.
Yeah. I didn't get one of the, like, you know, 17-inch widescreen...
With the blinged out LEDs and...
Yeah. I didn't go...
Well, it's funny. The guys from Games for Windows were supposed to come over to my office last week and put in a new couple of video cards into my PC, but they never showed up. These guys just never showed up. What's wrong with you guys? If you want me to play your games, you got to come over and get my video card working.
We could out them. We could give them until next week. And if, well, but you said there may not be a show next week.
Yeah, because I may be traveling. Well, I am going to be traveling because I'm going to be out and I'm going to go once again go see my sisters and go down to New York.
Yeah, maybe I'll. Well, you'll get good stuff at Pac-Man. Maybe I'll get some good pictures at MLG. So
I can't believe you're not coming in for Pac-Man. Why don't you just come in a couple days early?
Because that's time I've got to take off work and time my girlfriend has to take off school. So it was much easier to just go for the 5 days or whatever we're going.
You're staying in Midtown.
Midtown, yep. Tickets to a show, take her to a... I've got to take
her to... You're going to take her to Carnegie Deli?
I don't know about that, because we actually just, when we were in Vegas for CES, there's a Carnegie Deli in the hotel we were staying at. Which...
What was that?
Were we at? Was it the Mirage?
Hey,
I think it was, because the Tigers.
Yeah, because remember we came over and the Tigers and the Mermaids?
There was a Carnegie Deli there.
Where was it?
It was actually close to the Tigers. I got the best, like, 1:30 a.m. egg sandwich ever. It was, like, I don't know, 8 inches high.
Mm-hmm. Dozen eggs?
Dozen scrambled eggs, bacon all throughout, not just on top. It was phenomenal. Oh, my God, that was good.
That's E's heart slowing.
Exactly. So I may not do Carnegie Deli in New York, but I've got to take her to, like, the Palm or somewhere.
She's never been to New York. You got to get her some of the great New York pizza.
Yes, real pizza by the slice. I'm looking for
where you can fold it. I eat my pizza folding here, and everyone looks at me like, what are you doing? You're folding your pizza. That's how you eat it.
Yes. So, I mean, one of the reasons we're staying where we're staying is to get kind of the New York experience.
Right.
So we'll walk around, and I'll take her into some shops, and we'll get some pizza, and... Like I said, the Palm or somewhere similar. I got to get her a good steak while we're there.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. All right, I guess we're going to be done here. So I don't know if there's going to be a show next week. Well, there isn't going to be a show next week because I'm traveling, but I'll have some good Pac-Man goodness.
We should find something good to put up in lieu of a show on Showless Weeks.
You know, I wanted to ask you, what is that, video.tv? There's that new website where you can... use your webcam and basically broadcast a show. It's like a live YouTube.
Yeah, I have not checked
The guys over at Gamerscore Blog did it, and I was looking at it. I was thinking about doing this a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to know if you wanted to try that one time.
We should. Well, what we really need to do is, like, have a party at my house and try that.
No.
That would be entertaining.
No. Your parties are a little off the hook.
Well, for you.
Usually.
I find them quite enjoyable.
Yeah, they are. So. When's your next party? PAX?
That's a good question. It might be... What's coming up? The next really big scale one, it's going to be PAX.
What about the July 4th?
Town for PAX. You know, I haven't even thought about July 4th. I did not realize that this was Memorial Day weekend until Thursday.
Yeah, because it came a little earlier. Did you think it was another week?
I'd forgotten about it. And it just work has been so crazy the last couple of weeks. And I came into work on Thursday and fired up Outlook, and I got the reminder pop-up going, you know, Monday's a holiday. Right. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I stopped and I thought about, wow, it's a 3-day weekend.
it is. We're over the hump now because here at Microsoft, we have New Year's Day off and then we have Memorial Day off. The stretch between those two holidays is the longest.
Yeah, and you forget that you have holidays.
Right, so we'll get this one off. We'll get July 4th off and Labor Day. And
I mean, in a way, this is, for us, this is the holiday season. Christmas is not a holiday for us.
Right.
There are so many games shipping, so many people with new consoles signing up. That's not a holiday.
Right.
This is a holiday because not a lot's coming out right now.
Well, some people would argue that this, you're right, this isn't a holiday. It's a dry spell.
But for the ops team, it's a holiday. So there's a bunch of new stuff coming out. We've got our very first Games for Windows Live games, H2 Vista and Shadowrun.
Yep.
So that's a big deal.
I'm challenging Rich Wickham from the Games for Windows team to go Xbox people versus Windows people in Shadowrun. Are you in?
I'm going to have to play.
Well, of course, we're going to have practice.
Are they providing the PC people, or what are we?
Yeah, doing? It's going to be them PC people against us console people.
Oh, we're going to have to put a team together. We're going to have to practice. Yeah. We're going to have to.
You can do that.
When is this happening?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. We need to make sure there's time in there to practice, because I haven't been playing Shadowrun.
Right.
So let's do it like after the beta closes down, like end of June or something.
End of June. Well, then we get right into E3. It's in July.
I'll put a team of ringers together.
We got July coming up.
That's true.
So. Are you going to E3 this year? Have you decided?
I am not going to E3.
Yeah, it's
going
to be interesting this year.
So, I mean, since every time I go to E3, it's me paying my own way for going on vacation.
Yeah, see, I get to go down for Xbox.com.
Not knowing what is happening at E3 this year, I'm not willing to, you know, spend the couple grand on airfare and hotels and, you know, who knows what else.
Yeah, it's also so beautiful in here in the Northwest.
Yeah, that's not when you want to leave.
No, it's good because it's going to be hot down there in L.A.
This weekend, it's gorgeous. This is why you live here. So.
You know, did I tell you I'm not going to Leipzig?
No. What?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to go to Leipzig this year. I have my family coming in that week, and they're changing some things around. They haven't figured out what they're going to do on the show yet.
Oh, so. See, if it was me and my family was coming in, that's when I'd be going to Leipzig.
Well, the good news is, so I have my sister's coming in. I'm taking her to PAX with me, which is going to blow her mind.
Oh, is she coming to the party?
She can.
She's got to come to the party.
She can.
Oh, that'll be awesome. When she? Oh, yeah.
So.
PAX is going to be... I mean, my house is full already. I've got a couple dozen other friends that are coming, but in hotels. It's going to be, you know, the Penny Arcade guys, the RVB people.
I almost want to bring my mother, because
your mother would get it.
Because I had her on the show a couple weeks ago for Mother's Day. I had her on the after show, and she, you know, she talks about her computers. She just called me last night. She's building another computer. Did I tell you this story?
Wait. Another one?
Yeah. I said, Mom, just order from Dell or HP. She called and says, I don't want to order that. Their processors aren't new enough.
She's the only mom who loves new
Web.
I'm
like, what are you doing, Ma? So she's going to build their new PC. So I figure I'll bring her down and show her some of the PC gaming, and she'll probably get a kick out of...
There you go. Maybe she'll put a new video card in your work computer.
Wait a minute. I am perfectly capable of putting my video card in. It's just they weren't going to provide it.
Okay, sure.
Because remember, they gave us that one that you and I tried jimmying in?
It didn't, it wasn't going to fit in that computer.
It was a dual slot, and it was we had the wrong way on the slot. And
with the exhaust fan, it wasn't going to fit in your
case. Yeah, it was like everything was flipped around. It was like I should have been installing it in a British computer.
It was bizarre.
It was driving on the wrong side of the road.
British? Wow. Okay, I'd like to disassociate myself from that.
You know what I mean? No, it's just things were flipped. Like when I drive in Europe, things are flipped, and it takes a second to get used to. It's just different.
You know, I've never actually driven in Europe. I've been there a couple of times, but I've always been either I was too young to drive,
right, or you're taking a taxi.
I
did it once. It's like whoa, and I'm sure you know people over there when they come over here, it's the same thing.
Yeah, except we're doing it right.
Now I wonder. Speaking of that, I guess it doesn't matter in Forza.
You drive the Warthog.
No, I was going to ask them in Forza if they switch it, but it doesn't matter. You're on a racetrack.
Yeah,
there is no left and
right.
You
have to drive the Warthogs in reverse on Valhalla if you're in Europe.
Really?
No.
I know that. I know that. You know, I got to figure out how in Valhalla when I'm up in the Banshee how to shake the missile.
Spartan laser?
The missile.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm not a bit.
I have a concept. I bet you I can duck down and go under the arch.
You think?
If it'll fit, I have no idea.
You might lose a wing, but you can still fly with that. So.
Or you know what I'm thinking of doing maybe next time is I'll just land it and jump out and run like hell.
Well, yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that. Just they see the Spartan laser and they just eject. And
really?
Just sacrifice the Banshee and
save. Yeah, just
because there's no fall damage.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't. Are they?
I have no idea.
I think. Well, I mean, it's a beta. They can.
It's a beta. They can do anything.
Yeah. So.
All right, we're going to wrap it up because this after show has gone 14 minutes.
What?
14 minutes.
We haven't talked about anything yet.
Yeah, I know, that's the goofiest part. All right, so no show next week. E and I are going to be in New York, entirely separate.
We should, like, you take a picture of something, I'll take a picture of the same thing when I get there or something.
Something. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye.